Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Irreplaceable, and I'm your host Ira. This is where we talk all about personal development, self-love, self-growth, and love. So join me as I uncover another topic today, which is sacrificing. You see sacrificing in every aspect of your life. You read it in stories, you see it in movies, and in your day-to-day life, you do see people sacrificing yourself, you sacrifice for people. It's such a big topic, but it's rarely spoken about. I'm going to teach you today about the power of sacrificing. Who deserves your sacrifice? When should you sacrifice? Because sacrifice is seen as this big thing, as this, you know, amazing, greater than thou, holy thing that people do, you know, to prove a point or, you know, just be the bigger person. But there's an art to it. There is a way to it. So no one teaches that. People teach you to be good people, nice people, take the higher road. But I am all about balancing life, and I am here to tell people, tell good people, when you should be making right moves, when you should be good, and when you should realize when people are taking advantage of you. Because we are taught all these good things, you know, growing up. But we are not taught that the people out there, they're so bad that they're going to take advantage of your good nature to get things out of you. And we've always been taught to take the higher road, to be the bigger person. And I get it, but no one teaches us how to deal with tricksters. No one teaches us how to punish, you know, someone who does something wrong to you. Yeah, the justice system is there, and the police is there to protect you. But there are moments, you know, there are small places where you feel injustice. You need to learn when you have to be tactful. You need to know how to deal with these people and how to block them the moment, you know, they start seeing you as this victim, you know, they start seeing you as this prey that they're going to approach and take advantage of. And this always happens. We've been taught all these good things, but we have not been taught how to deal with personal injustice. We have not been taught to how to correct certain wrongs that happen immediately. Things like disrespect, things like getting manipulated, things like taking advantage of. And this is not about revenge. I don't want you to have a revenge mindset. I want you to understand, read the situation, and decide to do what's best for you. And you have to teach other people lessons that, hey, listen, if you do this with me, there are going to be some repercussions. There are going to be some problems. We're going to have a problem. People need to realize that you're not a person to be messed with. Because if they use you and, you know, you're sacrificing yourself, you're going above and beyond and you're doing things for them. And then when you realize something's wrong happening with you, and then you cut them off or, you know, you stop working on those things with them, and then they realize that you know and you've stopped doing it, they also need to realize that if they try to pull this stunt again, if they try to do it again, there are going to be some consequences. And other people are listening, other people are seeing, right, the situation. So if they see someone, you know, treat you badly and then get away with it with no repercussions, someone else is going to have the courage to try to do that with you. So sometimes you need to put your foot down and set an example that, hey, if you disrespect me like that, if you do this to me, there are going to be consequences. And this is legit, sending out a message so that they get the message, they understand the memo, and everyone else who's involved in it, who is going to know about it, who's going to gossip about it, is going to know that when this and this happens, when someone tries to do shit with you, when someone tries to do stunts with you, this is the consequence. So they'll be afraid. They'll be careful. And you're protecting yourself very much in advance from all these predators who are literally waiting their turn to trouble you. The most important sacrifice that you should do, okay? Listen carefully. The most important type of sacrifice that you should do is only for yourself, for your future, for your happiness, and for your health. Let's get that straight, okay? I'm not telling you to be a doormat.
I'm not telling you to sacrifice your life for this person, for that person, for your sleep and this and that. No. I am telling you how to sacrifice, when to sacrifice, and your priority of sacrifice. The first person who deserves your sacrifice is you. How? When you have to sacrifice regarding your health. Okay? When you're doing something that's bad for you, that's wrong for you, that's going to hurt you in the future, and you're going down a bad path, let it be something like smoking, something like drinking, something like not working out, your career, your goals, your ambition. If what you are doing in your present is going to change the trajectory of your future because you are too caught up in living today, in enjoying today, and not looking forward to the future, not sacrificing for your future, not holding back today so that your future would be better, then you need to stop that. Do you know about this experiment on delayed gratification that they did on small children, toddlers? And it's a very harmless experiment. But the whole point was this kid is sitting in this room. He's with an adult. And he has a plate of one candy in front of him. Okay? Like a marshmallow or something. Okay? Like one candy, one cookie. They have it in front of them. And the adult says to the child, I will be back in a couple of minutes. This cookie is right in front of you. It's a tasty chocolate cookie. Do not eat it when I'm not in the room. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. And if I come back and you haven't eaten it, it is as it is, then I will give you two cookies. So you understood the objective. It's very clear. You wait. Okay, you have patience. And this experiment is all about delayed gratification, which is the process of resisting the temptation, okay? You're holding back from indulging into an immediate reward, and later you would get a even greater, better reward. You will get more. So it is rooted in self-control, forward thinking, and suggesting that those kids who were able to, you know, control their urges to eat immediately or have this, because, you know, children are the most prone to indulgences, into temptations, because they're innocent, they're pure-hearted, and they are not really, you know, self-control hasn't developed that much. So if they would hold it back, they would be rewarded more. Now, if a simple child understands this, and a lot of kids who completed that experiment showed promising results of being individuals who would, you know, be more successful in life, go higher up in life because they have the patience, because they are ready to hold off immediate temptations, you know, immediate sensory pleasures and stuff like that for something greater, for something more long-lasting and more rewarding in the future. It is a part of emotional intelligence and self-regulation. And the kids who completed that, the kids who succeeded in not eating the cookie and then getting rewarded with two cookies and then they had those two cookies, they turned out to be more successful adults. And other kids who could not wait, who couldn't control their mind, who couldn't distract themselves or have that self-control, turned out in becoming people who were very easily manipulated, very easily swayed, did whatever they want immediately because they weren't looking at the bigger picture. They weren't looking at the future. The takeaway from this story that I'm trying to explain to you is think of sacrifice as something, when you come to your personal sacrifice, think of this moment that if you sacrifice your pleasure, your instant gratification today, if you sacrifice this today, you will get double the rewards of what you're looking for. Patience has never harmed anyone. Discipline has never been the enemy of anyone.
these qualities have just improved people. So when you're thinking about your health and you're sacrificing instant gratification for your health, for example, if you stop smoking now, it's going to make you healthier. You're going to age gracefully. You're going to look younger. Your teeth are going to be white. And you'd be pretty. You'd be healthier. You could run up and down so many blocks of stairs and not get tired immediately. You could dance more. There is absolutely no benefit of smoking. But for your 2-minute break, for your 2-minute smoking break, where you would get a temporary release, where you would get a satisfaction for like 2 to 5 minutes, or maybe you'll just look cool in front of someone, you are sacrificing your voice, you're sacrificing your health, and you're looking at long-term irreparable damage and disease. Think about food now. If you resist the temptation to binge late-night snacks while watching Netflix, just this one packet, then it's going to help you stay fitter and not feel groggy in the morning. And it will give you a sense of accomplishment that I did resist myself. And then these small, small habits, these small, small moments where you notice and stop yourself and hold yourself back is going to help you become a better version of yourself. And this is a part of sacrificing. You are sacrificing your immediate urges. You're sacrificing your immediate gratification for something better, for something worth it. When you sacrifice going out with your friends to sit home and study for your better future, trust me, no one has regretted that. When you sacrifice texting your favorite person in order to complete the work that has been pending, you are working to a better life. So your 100% result and desire for sacrifice should be your personal development. Now, this comes with balance. Do not sacrifice your entire joy. Okay, this is where people get it wrong. Do not sacrifice your entire happiness for the future. What do I mean by that? There has to be a balance. I have this person in my life who thinks that if they sacrifice being happy right now, smiling right now, and if they force themselves to be sad, they will be happier later. This makes absolutely no sense. You can not do these small, small things that give you these urges and are bad for you. You could like not drink or not smoke right now for a goal that you have been trying to go for and still be happy. Like you could read a joke or you could like redirect yourself into something other thing that gives you joy, like talking to a friend or something like that. But there is no guarantee anywhere that you have to be sad now to be happy later. No one said that. No one said that. Sacrificing doesn't mean beating yourself up, being sad, depressed, whiny. No, this is where people get confused. They tie up sacrificing into something that's so wrong, into something that's so bad, that they believe that if they go through torture now, they would have rewards later. Nowhere it says that. There is no guarantee that if you're a nice person, that means only nice things will happen to you. There is no guarantee that if you are sad on purpose and beat yourself up and say negative things to yourself all the time, you're suddenly, miraculously, going to be the happiest, excelled version of you in the future. That is wrong. This opposite mentality, this is not sacrificing. Sacrificing is holding back for a while or giving up something temporarily for something greater, something bigger later on. Sacrificing is making a choice that you are going to give up one thing consciously. You're making this decision.
You're going to give up this one thing in order to achieve your full focus on this other thing and make it the best. All of these are choices. Your life is nothing but a series of choices. Your life is always a decision that you take every day into what to do and what not to do. And a series of these decisions end up becoming your journey. So even if you think that you've not made any sacrifices, you've not made any choices, you are already in the process. No one can escape this. And because this is what life is, all I want to do is guide you into making those proper choices, into making those proper sacrifices, in thinking about your life long term and looking at the bigger picture. Sacrifice leads to satisfaction. Do not let anyone force you into sacrificing something. Don't make someone beg you that, hey, I want this, and for that you have to give that up. So I want you to sacrifice that so that I can have it. No. We have spoken about personal sacrifices for yourself, for your development. Another part of it is sacrifices in relationships or in your family. It could be something as small as sacrificing your chocolate so that your sibling could have it because they love it more. Or it could be something as big as sacrificing your career so that your parents or your sibling or your spouse could have a better future than that. And even in this, you need to understand that, will this sacrifice ruin my relationship? Will this sacrifice give me regret? Am I making a sacrifice that is in my own bad will? Is it going to harm me? Is it going to hurt me? When you are making a bad sacrifice, you know, you will get that gut feeling. You need to protect yourself from that. We hear all these stories where, you know, people have sacrificed their lives. They have sacrificed, you know, their loved ones for this and that. But I believe life doesn't need to be that complicated. Those are very deep topics when you want to be a hero, when you want to go above and beyond. But when you're making a sacrifice like that, those people are fully aware of the choice and the repercussions. They know. They have made that calculated decision and they are okay with the result. The moment you are trying or going to make a sacrifice, please look at what will this lead to. Try to imagine the future down this path when you have made this sacrifice. And if you don't like it, you cannot accept it, you feel there'll be regret, back off. You're not ready for that sacrifice. But if it's something that you want, that you can see yourself live with, that you're happy to do it, and the results make sense, you can see it in your future, you are content, you're happy, then you can go ahead with it. This is when it comes to sacrificing within your relationships and with your family. But one thing I think all of us should have in some levels or others is sacrificing for the greater good. You know, sacrificing, let's say, to support the environment, to make the world more sustainable. You know, having sustainable practices like supporting the right brands, buying reusable stuff, practicing reduce, reuse, and recycle. Because it gives you a sense of doing good. And it is the right thing to do. These small things like, you know, helping someone take over your line when you're in a rush or something because they need it more. Resources, if someone needs it more than you do. When you're offering time or your expertise into helping other people without expecting anything in return. When you're someone who's so career-driven and in your career you can help other people with just your time, with your advice, and all you're sacrificing is your time or, you know, your attention. I think it helps us build a community that way. So these small sacrifices that can be better for other people will pay off, because the thing about help, the, you know, the thing about sacrificing is it always takes it forward, you know. When you do it for other people, when it's small, when it doesn't affect you so much and you're okay with it, two things. It gives you a sense of purpose. It makes you feel good. And that's what we want life to be, you know, moments of feeling good. And when other people see this, they get encouraged to take it forward. When you sacrifice something to support someone, when you, you know, sacrificing could even be like boycotting something, to sacrifice someone else's cause, a greater good, to send out a message. So these choices are deeply embedded into value system. And it's the belief that the collective well-being will be beneficial for everyone. That's the goal. So always remember, my friend, if there is no goal, if there is no greater good, then there is absolutely no need to perform a sacrifice. You have to be very thoughtful about it. Sacrifice is a big word, it's a big thing, and it's a big act. So to be mindful about when and how to sacrifice and who deserves it makes all the difference. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for listening to Irreplaceable.